How does a new fiction writer with a full-time job build a platform, brand, following, and income from her writing? The options, opinions, and advice are overwhelming. Join Shoshana Simpson, that's me, as I learn how to navigate the writing world to become a thriving writerpreneur. You'll get a behind-the-scenes look at the highlights, lowlights, and everything in between to give you a real-time view of what it takes to be a profitable writer. Welcome to the Writing in Color Podcast. Standing in the professor's office, surrounded by dusty books, she looked at me and asked, "What do you want to do after you graduate?" I matched her gaze and told her, "I wanted to write short stories for a living." Without missing a beat, she said, "You can't do that." And me, feeling the truth, looked down and whispered, "I know." I wanted to be a writer. In May of 2000, I graduated from the College of New Rochelle with a Bachelor of Arts degree in communications. I had absolutely no plan or direction for my life after graduation. To be honest, I didn't even try. I didn't apply for any jobs, and I hadn't even put any effort into looking at grad schools. The only thing I knew was I wanted to write stories. I've been doing it since I was 12, but I was convinced, and my professor kind of solidified it for me, that I could never make a living creating fictional worlds for others to enjoy. That was something for someone who was either prepared to live a life of poverty or had a rich spouse to take care of things while they joyfully tapped on a keyboard all day long. Sounds so sweet. At least that is what I believe, because when I was growing up, that's something I never thought that I would say when I was growing up. Anyway, when I was growing up, the internet was in its infancy. If you wanted to get your stories published, you had to submit them by mailing them with a self-addressed stamped envelope and wait until you were ordained worthy by an editor in order to get published anywhere. Can you imagine that? I know. It was like in the Stone Ages. Thankfully, all that has dramatically changed to my utter delight. From that day in my professor's office, though, I never thought of writing creatively again. Instead, I focused on journalism and other nonfiction writing. My dream career of being a short story writer buried and forgotten. All that changed when I was visiting J.A. Conrath's blog. He's a horror and thriller writer, author who I love reading his stuff. Like when his stuff comes out or he makes an announcement that he has a book coming out soon, I've already pre-ordered it. That good. He writes a series on a character called Jacqueline Daniels, and every book is named after a drink. The first one is Whiskey Sour. I mean, it's just it's awesome. So if you like depraved psycho murderers with humor, I'd say check them out. You might like it. But I digress. When I was visiting his website to see what books he had coming out, I noticed he had a blog where he's been documenting his journey from traditional to self-publishing author for over a decade. It's his full-time career. What? He's actually making a stellar living writing books and short stories. From his website, I learned that other writers are doing the same thing. So I tracked those links to see others who are actually doing a great job writing their own lives. And stumbling on his digital home and coming to the realization that I actually can achieve my dream is what catapulted me to research self-publishing. And then I stumbled on a host of other blogs and podcasts and YouTube videos of indie authors who are actually making money from their writing. And they all started out, not all of them, but most of them started out working a full-time job. So this is extremely encouraging to me. And if you desire to make money from your writing, be it fiction or nonfiction, this can encourage you as well. I've always wanted to write, and I'm so excited that now I can and build an audience of rabid fans as well. How am I going to do this? I have no idea. We shall see about that as this podcast goes along. I hope to inspire you to go for your writing dreams or any dreams at all as I go for mine and share what I'm experiencing on the way. But before we go any further, let's answer this one question that you're probably asking yourself, like, who is this chick? I introduce myself as a two-time award-winning writer, storyteller, karaoke singer, and puzzle enthusiast. So let me break that down for you just a little bit. I'm a two-time award-winning author because I belong to the Westport Writers Group, which has monthly flash fiction contests. Twice, my story has been among the five winners. And as winners, we are going to be included in an anthology the library is releasing sometime in the fall-ish. My mastermind partner said that I can now call myself an award-winning writer, so now I am. I'm a storyteller. When I mention this to people who are not in the storytelling world, most people tend to think that I read from a book out loud in front of people. And that's not storytelling. Mm-mm, not at all. Storytelling is telling stories in front of people with no notes. They can be true personal stories. For examples of that, you can listen to the Moth podcast or their YouTube channel for examples of people telling their true stories with no notes. That's very important. Storytelling can be telling traditional stories such as the Nutcracker, which I actually did tell for the Stanford Chamber of Commerce at their holiday party. They could be cultural folk tales or myths. Telling stories is an oral tradition that is having a significant resurgence lately, and I am just all about it. Karaoke singer. I love karaoke, and I do it when I get a chance. And I also love jigsaw puzzles. It's so relaxing and satisfying when you find the right piece that fits. I'm also a full-time copy editor and spend the majority of my day pondering, should it be pickup, one word, two words, with a space or with a hyphen? Should that comma go there or does it change the meaning? And other detrimental grammar decisions no one else will care about but me. So that's me in a nutshell. At this moment, I'm starting at the bottom with no connections, no fiction books, nada. Let's see where I take it from here. Coming up next week, I'll share a quick story for you to enjoy. How fun for you. Thank you for listening. If you want to comment on this episode, please visit writinginkolorpodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And if you love this podcast and want it to continue, you can now support the show with a small monthly donation for a penny less than a dollar. Every month, your generous contribution will go towards improving the podcast and production. I know you're thinking, how could it get any better than this? I know, right? I got plans. Any amount you decide is much appreciated. You can cancel anytime. The link to support is in the show notes. Let's stay connected. You can tweet me at Shoshana or stalk me on Instagram at Shoshana Writes. If you want to know when I publish new stories or perform my next story, subscribe to my newsletter at ShoshanaWrites.com. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, stay creative and keep writing.